Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's Pilot Briefing for the week of April 29th, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's Pilot Briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
Hey, ForeFlight users, the app has a new feature that leverages data from the company's Sentry ADS-B receivers to show where aircraft are actually encountering turbulence. The new reported turbulence layer displays automated turbulence information recorded by Sentry and Sentry Plus receivers, including where flights are in smooth air. It shows smooth air as a series of gray dots along an aircraft flight path. Yellowed, orange, and dark orange dots indicate light, moderate, or severe turbulence. Tap on a dot to show the reporting aircraft's altitude, airspeed, and the type and age of the report. Now you can review the app's release notes or find out more in a blog post from ForeFlight, and we have that URL in the show notes. Do you have a check ride coming up? King's Schools has a new course available specifically for the private pilot check ride. It's called Maneuvers for Private Pilot, and it covers short and soft field operations, forward slips, and other maneuvers that student pilots can expect to encounter during a typical check ride. Video demonstrations that the Kings are known for help students visualize the possible scenarios and prepare mentally in advance as well as in the cockpit. The course is $59 and can be ordered at the website, which is kingschools.com. An electric vertical takeoff and landing prototype from Beta Technologies transitioned from powered lift flight to wing-borne flight and back again with a pilot on board. This happened last week in Plattsburgh, New York. The Alia VTOL A50 features a fixed wing and is electrically powered by four vertical lift propellers and one rear pusher propeller. Once the aircraft reaches cruise speed and lift is achieved by the fixed wing, the vertical propellers power down. The company said it has been progressing toward this milestone for a while. Quote, "It's a new flight regime, and we fly all our missions with a pilot in the seat, so we approached it the best way we know how, by respecting physics." Sounds like a good plan. Seaplane operator Harbor Air said it has signed a letter of intent to purchase 50 electric motors from Magnix. That's an aviation propulsion company. Now, this is a major step in Harbor Air's plan to convert its fleet of 45 de Havilland DHC-2 Beaver aircraft to electric power. The power system still has to have its type certificate validated with Transport Canada. The companies will cooperate in the process of acquiring STCs in the United States and Canada needed for installation of the motors. The agreement includes an option for the companies to pursue STCs for additional aircraft types. Harbor Air said it hopes to obtain certification of the Electric Beaver by 2026 and begin converting the rest of its fleet. Planning on flying across the border this year? Join AOPA and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection this week, Friday, May 3rd, for a webinar to learn the need-to-knows about cross-border screening for general aviation pilots. Attendees will be briefed on how to approach border screenings, common mistakes that pilots make when clearing customs, and recent efforts to educate pilots and CBP officers on ways to improve and streamline the process. This live event will be held at 1 p.m. Eastern. No registration is required, and you can find the link to join in the show notes of this podcast. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org and don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, "Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn." Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jill Tallman. Fly safely, fly often, and I'll talk to you again next week.